The Burt Show.
So the days of taking a lady out and paying for the date and then going your separate ways are apparently now over. That is no longer enough. This lady is introducing a new element to dating, and it's called post-date and pre-date expenses.
Okay, so I just got into my car after going on a date, right? And let me just tell you something. I don't know what the deal is with, like, men now, but I had told him prior that I will be having pre and post date expenses, and is that okay, and are you going to cover them? And I don't know if he wasn't listening or like what the deal was or whatever, but he, when I handed him the white envelope, he looked shocked, and then he opened it and it's receipts. Hello, pre post date expenses. Hello, like what kind of females do you be dating? You know what I'm saying? So anyway, so I handed it to him and he literally looked shocked at me and said, I can't cover this. It was $478 for pre and post date expenses. You asked me on a date, and mind you, we really didn't even have that good a conversation because he was on his phone the whole time, and I have a very strict no phone policy on dates. Hello, you're here to pay attention to me. Look at all the effort that I had to put into to going on this date, and now you have a problem with pre and post date expenses? Are you kidding?
I'm guessing that's a joke.
I didn't see satire there, but it could be. You never know nowadays.
Just based on her name, which is the real scam. Doll on Instagram. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing that's a joke, right? That can't be real.
I have never heard of anybody doing this. Now, listen, I respect the hustle, but I think this guy dodged a bullet. $478? That's insane. And look, I typically take the sides of women when it comes to dating because it does take a lot of effort to go out on one date. Like, dudes, I know you guys are put on the line for paying for the date, but like when it comes to getting ready for a date, I gotta work out, and I gotta shower, and then I gotta blow dry my hair, and that's an hour, and then I gotta do my makeup, and oh no, I messed up my contour, so now it's 45 minutes, and then I get an Uber. Like, it's a whole thing just to get to the date. So I'm not saying there's not some struggle getting there, but I don't expect you to pay for it.
I did want to know what the breakdown was, because like obviously I'm definitely not doing this, but I was curious. I wish she would have kind of listed it out. What are the pre-date and the post-date expenses to where you get into close to $500?
Yeah, I don't care. Here's what I know. Based on what Abby has been telling us about a miserable dating world out there and a video like this, here's my advice. If you're in a relationship right now, and it is really, really crappy, it hurts every day to be in it, stay in it. It's worse out there.
It hurts more to be single is what you're saying?
I don't care if you're miserable. It is worse out there. Just stay in it and
don't
be depressed.
Don't you dare come outside. There's nothing bad out
stay
here.
Stay indoors.
All right, so if your kids want to be streamers and you're rolling your eyes going, really, really, this is what you want to do with your life? I spent all this money on college and you want to be a streamer? Hold on. Wait till you hear how much some of these streamers are making.
Yeah, streaming is more popular than ever. And I don't think I really got a grasp of how much kids especially want to be streamers when I remember at the last job that I had, I did this volunteering event where we were hanging out with a bunch of kids. And one of the questions that we were asking them was like, what are your career goals? And like, I kid you not, 80 to 90% of them said some sort of YouTuber or streamer.
Wow. Yeah.
I remember years ago, watching my son watch streamers play video games, and he wasn't watching. I mean, he wasn't playing. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? You're not even playing the game. And he's like, do you play for the Chargers every Sunday, but you watch those games?
Oh.
And I'm like, I'm going to leave now.
That's a very bad point. So is streaming strictly just for those in the gaming world? Like, you have to play a video game to stream?
Not at all. I mean, I think the most popular category on Twitch right now is a category called just chatting. And so that's where people, like, they will stream for 8 hours. They'll play some games throughout. They'll just talk to their chat throughout. It just varies on what they do from the day to day.
That's what I never understood. So for like streamers who are streaming for 8 to 12 hours straight, what the hell are you doing for all that time? I don't understand it. I've heard people even sleep sometime and they'll watch.
There
sleep.
Are sleep streams. That's a thing that exists.
That's
and
creepy.
They'll
they just
add
sleep
it.
Together.
No, so it'll just be a person sleeping, and then they'll have like alerts where if someone donates $5, it'll play like a really loud noise and wake them up, or like a bright light will flash on them. So there's all these sort of creative ways that these streamers have gotten together to make more money.
This is outside of that for just one second, but my son, who has a long distance relationship with a girl out in California, they stay on the phone with each other all night while they're sleeping.
I used to do that when I was in high school.
For what?
All night long?
Wait, yeah.
Like you fall asleep on the phone?
I'm like, well, first of all, I'm not paying for the bill. Well, all right, so you do whatever you want. But yeah, they just fall asleep and then one will wake the other up when he goes to school or she goes to school. They'll say good morning to each other. And but they're sleeping with each other on different sides of the country, not saying anything.
I think that's kind of sweet.
I do too. You're like you're sleeping together. My high school sweetheart, Jimmy Durham, and I was so stupid because we had two landlines. You had the house landline, and then I had a landline in my room.
Oh, so your minutes weren't even unlimited.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, he was paying for that, right?
I have no idea. But stupidly, I wanted the phone that when you picked up the handle, it lit up. So I had to shove it underneath like multiple blankets to hide the light. But I would just sit there underneath the covers with my, and yeah. Jimmy and I would follow asleep together.
Aww. So that's why you want to encourage your kids to be streamers.
And a lot of these other like marathon streams is what they call them, where they'll stream for 24 hours, 48 hours at a time. A lot of times they'll be playing like one specific game and they won't stop until they beat it. And so there's people that'll be live for like a week straight or a month straight for some people.
I think it's great, man. I think it's great. And it's a way to make money.
Absolutely.
And it fits into your personality. Fantastic.
So there's a lot of different ways that you can make money as a streamer. The really big streamers have these massive contract deals with the streaming platforms where they have to exclusively only post on those sites. But then there's also individual donations that you get. You can have advertising partners throughout your stream itself. And then like donations that come through from your viewers that are watching you.
Can we call it a donation? It seems more like a fee.
No, so there's a what they call a subscription that people can pay, and that gives you access to like different like more exclusive emotes that you can type into the chat. I know this is all like a completely foreign thing, but if you want to donate yourself, you can just send them money with a little message, and people do that because then their message gets shown on stream for everyone to see.
Okay.
Uh-huh. I think it's a great industry, man.
Right. So I've put a list together of some of like the top amounts of money that they make on certain parts of how they actually earn a revenue. So first one.
Let's do it this way. Okay. You describe what the stream is. And are these what they're making annually or what they have made total?
So we'll do three different ones. The first one is just what is the largest single donation that a streamer has gotten?
Wow. Okay.
Single donation.
$10,000.
Okay. I'll give you a hint. It was for a charity stream. So maybe think, yeah.
Okay. I'll go $100,000. No, I'm going to go higher than that. $250,000.
I was thinking way higher than that. I'm going $5
million. $5
million. $5
million. I'll go $500,000.
I'm going $20,000.
$1 million.
What?
Dang.
I figured it was a million.
That was a streamer, Dr. Lupo. I remember I was actually live during this when this happened and watching this. And he was doing a stream for St. Jude, and Twitch themselves actually submitted a $1 million donation, wow, matching his original goal of $1 million.
Wow.
And then the second place one was actually a streamer by the name of Ninja, and he got a $100,000 anonymous single donation. And that was also for a charity stream. So this next category now is, back in 2020, in October, there was a massive leak from Twitch, and it was kind of a mystery of how much these people were making on an annual basis. You can make estimates, but it was really hard to say. But this leak actually exposed what these top streamers were making, like to the cent amount, from August 2019 through October of 2020. So what do you guys think was the combined revenue of the top three streamers for that time period? And this is only from subscriptions and ad revenue. This does not include their contracts.
And this is combining the top three?
Yes.
I'll go top three. I'll go $20 million.
That's what, $25
million. I'm going to go $50
million. $30
million. I'm going $150.
$150 million?
Yeah.
So again, this is not including their actual contract amounts. It was $24 million. The number one person, Critical Role, had $9.6 million. Then XQC, $8.4 million, and then Summit 1G with $5.8 million.
Hayden is obsessed with Critical Role. Obsessed with it.
He's massively popular.
And what does he do?
I know that he does a lot of like D&D streams, and people eat that up. And so those were actual numbers that leaked. And so now we have the last one, which is actual contract amounts. Okay. So there's been a little bit of competition in the space, for actual platforms. This new one, Kick, recently came out a couple years ago. That's been blowing up, and they've gotten a lot of publicity because of these massive contracts that they've been signing. So what do you think the biggest contract is that someone signed at the end of last year?
$100 million.
$100 million.
And it's a 2-year contract.
$50 million a year, you think?
That's my guess.
I'm going to say $30 million.
I'm going to say $24 million.
I'll go $35 million.
$100 million, $1.
So XQC, who's the one who was ranked second in that Twitch league, mm-hmm. he signed on to Kick for $100 million for a 2-year contract.
Damn,
he's guaranteed $35 million per year, and then there's certain quotas that he has to meet, and if he fulfills all of his obligations, then he'll make $100 million or more.
And what does this dude do?
This guy plays just a little bit of everything. He's just a character, though, so people just tune in and love him.
Huh. Unbelievable.
Personalities, man. Now also, yeah, it is. We're stunned.
I'm in the wrong business.
Yeah, man. So when your kids are saying, like, I want to be a streamer, maybe you should push them in that direction.
Give them a chance.
It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.